This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Master Toast On Air, your go-to show for all things Toastmasters in the greater Wellington region. Join us as we spotlight our incredible members diving into their passions, interests, and exciting personal projects. Welcome to episode 4. My name is John Argue, and I have the pleasure in welcoming one of our amazing members, Carol Wald.
Good evening, John.
Carol, before joining Toastmasters, how did you feel about speaking in public?
Well, I would class myself as being an introvert. I'm one of those kids that never gave a morning talk at school, unless I had to, like after the Waihini storm or when my mother was having a baby. I still remember the speech I had to give at college, and that's not a good memory. And actually at that stage I vowed I would never speak in public again. But never say never, because over the years Toastmasters kept coming up, and I don't know if I heard about it on the radio, but there was certainly an article when Toastmasters was fairly new in New Zealand in the Reader's Digest, and maybe I read an old copy of the Reader's Digest. But about 8 years before I joined Toastmasters, I was in a performing group, and we'd been invited to an event and asked to mingle with the people afterwards, and I think there was a whole group of introverts there because we were sat in the corner of the room, and this gentleman came up to us and invited us to come and mix and mingle with the other people, and he said, "I was a Toastmaster and it changed my life," and that got into my brain and I never forgot it. So it was inevitable I was going to come to Toastmaster at some stage.
What do you do? What did you do after your speechcraft training?
Well, Toastmasters, I actually joined Toastmasters through speechcraft, and speechcraft's a 7-week course, and Toastmasters Wairarapa ran speechcraft last year, and so it's an intensive introduction to Toastmasters. And at the end of the course, you actually get the opportunity to either walk away with the experience you've gained or to join the club. And at that stage, I joined the club. And then things went from, you know, one thing to another. I'd been a member of the club and I got a role on the committee. The first year I was VP membership, second year VP education, where I really remember that I've done this role a couple of times actually, and the first time I did it I was concentrating on rolling out our online meeting platform, and the following year I was invited to be the president of the club, and that was the year that I learned more about Toastmasters and actually started to grow as a Toastmaster.
Right. So, with Toastmasters, are there other opportunities for growth within the club?
Oh, there is, yes. So we have, as I said, in the club, Toastmasters is a volunteer organisation, so there's no leaders or trainers in the club as such, it's just members. And so we have a group of club officers, which are our committee. And so you can take on the committee roles, as I've mentioned, and you can step outside the club. So after I was the president, I was invited to take on the role of area director, and which was a big challenge, and it's a challenge that a lot of Toastmasters do take. Sorry, there's someone at the door. No. So, I took on the role of area director, and it was a 12-month post, which was what I had to focus on because it was a big challenge at the time. But during that year, I it wasn't something I did on my own. I worked with seven other area directors. We each looked after four clubs, and we worked with our division director as well. So we were like another level of a committee. And so I visited the clubs twice a year to do my official visits, and also I helped them with their contests. I had to organise the area contest and help with the division. And my biggest moment of being area director was when I had to chair the division conference in Palmerston North, and there were about 120-odd people in the audience, and I thought to myself, wow, you know, that was something I never thought I would do. So Toastmasters gave me, or gives people opportunities to go places they never would go.
So you've mentioned quite a few clubs there. Would you then belong to more than one club?
Yes. Well, when I first started Toastmasters, I belonged to Wairarapa on weekends, which was a monthly club. And as area director, part of my role of supporting clubs was when it came to the end of the year, Toastmasters Wairarapa, or Mastered and Toastmasters, as it was called, we have awards, and they were just one member off achieving their awards. So I signed up as a club member, and that was about 9 years ago, and so I'm still a member of Toastmasters Wairarapa. I also joined another club earlier last year, which was a club in formation, and I went on a committee to help set that club up, and it's called Kura Kororo, which is a club that focuses on learning te reo Māori, and it's different in another way that it's an online club. Since COVID, you can join online clubs, and some of those clubs are international clubs. There are other types of clubs. So Toastmasters Wairarapa is an evening club, but in, you know, the towns and big centres, they have breakfast clubs and lunchtime clubs. But I currently belong to two clubs.
And if you're travelling around the country, say on holiday, and looked online and you saw there was a meeting coming up, would you be able to just rock on up and join in with a meeting of another club?
Yes, you can. And if you know you're going to be somewhere, you know, it's a good idea to check out the clubs in that area and see what night they're meeting to see if it fits your schedule. And I have done that as well. I visited a club in Napier 1 year. And it's always good to go to other clubs, because even though they're doing the same thing and running the same program, we all do it slightly differently.
And if somebody comes into the club and they like the look of it and they are thinking about joining the club but not quite sure, what are the rules around that before you have to commit with signing up and paying a fee?
Well, there are no set rules, but we often welcome people to come along one or two times, and maybe three times if they wish, and before they sign up. We wouldn't encourage anyone to come along for 6 months without signing up, but certainly one or two meetings, complimentary meetings, people are welcome to come along, and by then they should make their decision on whether it's right for them.
Right. And what do you enjoy the most about being a member of Toastmasters Wairarapa?
Well, I enjoy meeting the members and listening to people's stories. So everybody's got their own life story, their own interests, and so there's always wonderful speeches and stories to listen to. And I even think if everybody's doing the same project, maybe they're all doing a research project, all the speeches would be totally different, because we've all got different interests and different ways of doing things.
I have heard that they make it very easy for the first speech that you need to make at Toastmasters by calling it an icebreaker, and therefore just talking about yourself and where you grew up and just things that you did in your journey along your life. And that seems to me like an ideal way to ask somebody to get up and speak. What do you think?
Yes, well, it is. When I think back to my college speech, I tried to do something that I didn't know anything about, but, you know, it's much easier to speak about yourself. And some people find that really easy, and it's still a challenge to people, even just to structure a speech about yourself. But there are other Toastmasters that you can talk to get advice on how to structure your speech, but it certainly is much easier speaking about yourself or your life experiences.
Well, yes, talking about other people helping out, that is, I believe, one of the wonderful things about Toastmasters, that everyone around you is always willing to help and give advice and give feedback. Is that correct?
It is, yes. I mean, we have a coffee break in our meetings, and we certainly include any visitors. Sometimes I might get a bit swamped, but it's a good time for members to talk about issues or ask questions, and we try to align members with a mentor or a buddy as well, so that they can work one-to-one with a person. And you can call any member of the club as well if you want to ask questions.
Well, thank you, Carol, for sharing your Toastmaster experience. This is with episode 4 of Master Toast On Air, presented by community group Toastmasters Wairarapa New Zealand. Whether you're looking to improve public speaking, developing leadership abilities, or simply meet new people, Toastmasters offers a welcoming environment for everyone. Now that you've had a toast of Master Toast On Air, why not check out one of our live meetings? To find out more, check out Toastmasters Wairarapa Facebook page.